An Auckland vaccination centre says it may have to cut the number of days it operates unless it gets more vaccinators. Each nurse at the Ōtara site is delivering about 100 injections a day and it runs 7 days a week. But those in charge say they urgently need more vaccinators to prevent nurses from getting exhausted and to stop the great community response to the vaccinations from losing steam. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn has been visiting the centres.
This gets really busy.
Ōtara's COVID vaccination centre is humming.
So the first station here is meet and greet. So you do a bit of registration and up here you get some health.
Limalu Silau Vaisola Sefo runs the centre. Its aim was to reach 300 people a day.
We are vaccinating about 400 people, just under 400 a day, and we're doing that with 4 vaccinators. It's not a good ratio, it's unhealthy. And it's operating at 7 days a week.
He says they are coping thanks to the great support staff are giving each other. But unless they get more help soon, something will have to change. They're going to stop for a couple of days to take stock of what's working and what's not. One option is to stop running every day. At the moment, they're promised new vaccinators for July, when the rollout's really due to get cranking.
We need them sooner rather than July, because we can do so much more. I mean, one side is that the demand's there, which is good, people are coming forward. But then we've actually got to service that demand.
They're waiting for the so-called non-regulated vaccinators, people from non-medical backgrounds who'll be trained up.
This is where they mix the vaccine in it. They call it the drawing.
The General Manager of Health Star Medical Centre, Vaifangaloa Nasiri, runs the team of vaccinators and says they urgently need new ones to give the current ones a break.
Our vaccinators that are released here, we have to share those ones too with our own clinics. Yeah, so we have to rotate 3 days here and 2 days at our clinic so that, you know, our clinics are not left out.
She says there's a particular need for more Pacific vaccinators, and that's especially important if people are feeling nervous about getting the injections.
Some of them, they're strong to come through, but then at the same time, we still need that reassurance, even at the last minute before the needle gets here.
The Pacific vibe means the centre has whole vaccination rooms in the spacious 1970s library building that entire families can go into together rather than little booths. They try to vaccinate as many people as they can with room to stray from the government's priorities, as this woman, Lottie, found out.
I just come to bring my grandmother because it's just the time that I'm bringing her here, so I just go ahead and have my vaccine.
So did you, was that a bit of a surprise for you?
Because yeah. I wasn't thinking to have my vaccine before, but it's good to have one.
Others in the waiting room are also happy to be there and pleased with the service.
We just finished the first injection and I'm waiting here for the have a look.
It was good. It's just like a normal one.
Some people, they worried. But to my experience today, it's nothing happened. It's like a flu vaccine, you know.
Mr. Vaisola Sefo says the clinic is riding the momentum and it's vital to keep it going.
There's energy from the community now to come forward. So we've got to meet that. Otherwise, we're going to have almost another campaign later on in the year. So the sooner we get these vaccinators on board, the better.
He says there's been strong support from the district health boards, who are also urging the ministry to get the non-regulated vaccinators out to clinics. The ministry says a pilot training program for them starts this month, with most due to be trained in June, ready for the second half of the year when they're most needed. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Rowan Quinn tēnei.